Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Along with Dusty Likens today, I'm Josh Klingler. Mac Morey is the name of our new producer, and we've tasked him with math and numbers because, you know, traditionally Bob and I have been terrible at it. So he's been counting on his fingers how long we are away from football, and we're getting doggone close.
We're getting close. Close, man. 8 Sundays left now, Kling, till we are finally back to our glorious Sundays where we are stuck on our couch for 12 hours.
Yeah, I'm excited. Rub it in.
Well, yeah, me. You're right. Not you.
Well, at least you don't have to get to the studio in 2 hours flying back from New York.
That'll be good.
That's true. That's true.
We'll be good.
Half full, Kling. Half full,
that's
not
true.
Half empty.
No, that's really good. That's really good. It's a really big plus. Yeah. Really big plus. We're 8 away, though. 8 Sundays away. So our countdown continues. What is today's 8 question, Mac?
Today, I thought we should decide our 8 division winners from each conference.
Mm.
4 in the NFC, 4 in the AFC. Kling, I thought we would start with the AFC West. We can either start there or end, whichever one you want.
Start with the AFC West. I think I'm gonna side with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And get out my handy little Dusty, I've been putting this together over the years. See, I might have to hand this one off to somebody.
See, you're good, kid. Real good.
The Andy versus the West chart that I always update.
I love that.
In pen, right? And how dominant they have been. So, I mean, no one's catching the Chiefs. They didn't do a good job of one team got a head coach. The other team made a coach. The other one got rid of their quarterback. Like, the division got no closer this year.
Farther, probably.
Yeah, because what, Harbaugh is like it's a rebuild, so you know that's never good for first
year.
They
got Harbaugh, and they got rid of everyone receiver.
Else.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sean Payton's still at the helm of what he thinks Zach Wilson might be,
right?
Apparently.
You punted a established quarterback to take a flyer. And then, hope your draft pick works out.
Well, apparently Bo Nix has as much skill as he saw Patty Mahomes had. So,
oh, okay.
Remember?
Okay, sure, sure. Yeah. And then the Raiders.
Gardner Minshew.
I think made the right coaching move, right? Got the, but
like
they
Pierce.
still don't have a quarterback. So, yeah, the division's, we don't even need to go this far. That's another repeat.
I'm worried they just fell in love with the moment because they missed out on the moment a few years back.
Who?
The Raiders. They should have hired the interim coach, and
they went and got
Josh McDaniel.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they got the interim coach, and it's like, okay. But was that just a flash in the pan, and you just want to do it because in spite of the reason you didn't do it the time before, which would be a totally Raiders thing to do?
Yeah.
I will say, I think the Raiders may be the second-best team in the division.
Stop it.
I know. That's nasty. I think so, but yeah, you're right. We're winning this division. All right,
that's a sweep. That one's easy.
Okay, how about the AFC East? This one's not as easy.
It's not. I've been siding on the I'm not closing the door on the Bills just yet.
Gotcha.
Have you seen the Bills' schedule?
Rough.
Have you seen the Bills' schedule?
Tough.
Okay. They open with the Cardinals at home, and you could say Cardinals. I'm not a big buyer in the Cardinals, but at Dolphins, home to Jags, at Ravens, at Texans, at Jets.
Woo!
Gosh, that's nasty.
4 of their first 6 are on the road. 3 straight against, I don't know, 2 playoff teams and one who's supposedly going to give you a run in the division.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough schedule. I mean, they do have the Chiefs and 49ers at home on the back end.
Back-to-back Chiefs-Niners still at home, though.
Yeah, back-to-back Chiefs-Niners. Their schedule's not easy, so...
Then you travel to the Rams. Then you travel to Detroit. Wow, this is tough.
I'm having a hard time sticking to my. It's still going to run through Buffalo. The window's not closed. There's no digs, but it'll be fine. Buffalo reports of their demise are greatly exaggerated, but their schedule sucks. And then if they get through, I think a pretty good gauntlet of September into early October with 3 really good teams on the road. Man, oh man. So,
but they got MVS. 2-time Super Bowl winner.
So I guess I still have to stick for the moment with the Bills. I'm not a buyer in the Dolphins. That's Tyreek's fault. I can't say Jets. I just can't. That's got too much history going against it to say the Jets. So I guess I'm sticking Bills.
I feel like you're about 20% in belief on the Bills.
I know, but I don't like it. I don't like it.
I just feel like for me in the East, I'm taking the Jets because I don't believe in the Bills. I mean, you talk about the Chargers getting rid of all their wide receivers. No Gabe Davis. No Stephon Diggs. They do have the double threat at tight end. They still have Josh Allen, so there's still some hope they can be okay. The Dolphins, unless they figure out how to, methodically use their afterburners, because it seems like they just burned out very quickly. And then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, playing in Miami's nice early in the season, but then you're going to eventually have to go places and fatigue's going to happen. And what are you going to do when injuries happen? Like, you have one offense and it's 0-100. But I don't know why I'm doing this, but I feel like Aaron Rodgers, for some reason, is so petty and so narcissistic and such a sociopathic weirdo that he really does care this year. Because of all the scrutiny he's got since he's been in New York, obviously the last year it went out real quick. Game one, snap number three, and the Achilles goes out. He's probably got the most experience when it comes. I mean, he does when it comes to quarterback. He's got targets around him. He's got a good defense around him. He's got the best, to me, setup. He's got the experience, and I think he's got the have to want to prove it to everyone that, like, how dare you give up on me? Let me be healthy. And I get it. He's older, coming off a pretty big injury. But the way that Buffalo's window has closed fast, the way that I don't trust Miami and Mike McDaniel, and I'm just interested what the Jets have to do.
Oh, I'm interested as heck with the Jets.
And I don't want to pick Buffalo. I don't want to pick Miami. I'm taking the Jets to win the division.
Mac, who you got?
Man, this is crazy. I'm going to go Dolphins. This is nuts. This is how crazy this division is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Miami here. I think their defense got way better, and I think we know what the offense is. I think regular season-wise, this offense is going to be able to score on anyone. They're going to be a nightmare. If you've got a week to prepare in the playoffs and get rid of that cheap motion and kind of jam Tyreek a couple of times and Tua in the cold, they're going to be out in the first round. We know what it is, but... yeah, I think offensively they have enough to get through in the regular season, and defensively I think they took a huge step up. The Bills, I mean, their roster's barren. Josh Allen could be enough. And then, the Jets, I get what you're saying, Dusty. I just don't like two of my main players on offense and their left tackle and quarterback both being near 40 years old. So I'm just not liking that. But the Jets' schedule is easy, so I do like going
there. I have Dolphins, Jets both in.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So I've got Jets and Bills both in.
But, I could probably make a case for anybody winning it, but... I'll take the Bills, I guess.
And even obviously,
I don't feel great about it.
It's the best quarterback. And even the Patriots, who are not great, are going to have a top 10 defense. So they aren't going to be a total slouch. How about the AFC North?
I think it's the Ravens still. I am going chalk in all my divisions. I'm taking last year's division winners, but I think it's the Ravens. I think they are the best team. I think the Bengals are going to be better, and I think the Bengals are a playoff team, and they're going to be back to being a nemesis. But I feel like the Ravens win the division, Bengals get in as a wild card, and the Bengals still go further.
I don't necessarily look at it as
I'm going to take the Ravens.
I don't necessarily look at it as like chalk. I think it's just more so like there are so many questions that surround every other team in the North, right? Like, Deshaun Watson's the biggest anomaly when it comes to Cleveland. Nick Chubb's coming off a catastrophic injury. You look at Pittsburgh. Can Russ cook in Pittsburgh with Justin Fields doing whatever he's supposed to do? They just had a really...
like Tomlin's terrific, but right. I wouldn't pick him to win the division.
They just had that cringy shirtless workout photo that they both posted, which was interesting. And then Cincinnati, I'm not sure chemistry's 100% there right now. Obviously, you had the offseason. T. Higgins eventually signed the tag deal. Jamar Chase is still looking for a contract, and Joe Burrow's wrist is a question. When you look at the division, you look at where there's the minimal amount of questions. The only one you have with Baltimore is, can they do it again? Well, their rosters, if not equal, if not better, they bring a lot of people back that were key opponents or key components to that roster. So when you go down that sort of checklist, they have the least amount of questions when it comes to, can you win your division? So call it chalk if you want, but I mean, I think we can all agree that in the AFC, the two best teams are what? The Chiefs and the Ravens? And we're going to find out real quickly who's going to be ready week one, September 5th, Thursday night, here in Kansas City. So, the best two teams in the AFC, no doubt they're going to win their division if you look at it from a standpoint of early on.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty and Odyssey Station. Who are you taking, Mac?
Man, I think the two best teams in the AFC, that's up for debate. I think one is Kansas City. I think Houston Texans have something to say about maybe that second spot. I think it's a 2A, 2B position right there between them and Baltimore. But yeah, until proven wrong, yeah, I'll give it to the Ravens. I'm going to have Baltimore winning this division. I think defensively, maybe taking a step down offensively. Man, that Heisman backfield, I know Derrick Henry's 30. He's still a top five running back. He's still got that explosive gameplay. And frankly, yeah, I look at the rest of this division. Yeah, people are like, well, Joe Burrow was, you know, out all last year. They're going to be fine. Well, offensively, they weren't actually terrible. They were middling. Defensively, they were hot garbage. I don't see that getting better. I think roster-wise, they've actually gotten worse. I think Lou Anarumo is going to have to be a miracle worker next year in order for them to stop anyone. So, yeah, I think Cincy actually has the chance to finish last in that division. Give me Baltimore. And then I think we go to the AFC South. Will that be a total sweep for us between us three?
I'm not as high on the Texans as other people are. I'm like, I'm still making them earn it. I'm like, the old man, like, you got to prove it, young whippersnapper. You can't just jump on the scene and do this. But I think in that division, I think it's got to be them. I just don't see anybody making enough of a push to say it's not. So yeah, I have Texans winning that division.
Yeah, I mean, we all agree. I don't. Jacksonville signed their quarterback to an extension. Congratulations, but Tennessee has Will Levis, and C.J. Stroud has an insane amount of talent surrounded him on the offense and the defense. I don't see Houston faltering to expectations this year.
Yeah, I think the Colts maybe the only team that would have a slight chance, but yeah, I think the Texans.
But who knows? I mean, they still have the same question they had last year.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson hasn't played a lot of football.
Yeah. We're still going, I think he's good.
We're still going another year and go, he still hasn't played a lot of football.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I can't be on the front end of that one, I don't think. So.
All right, headed over to the NFC. We'll start with the NFC West.
The NFC West. Now, I do think the Niners are due for a fall off, but I don't think they lose the division. But I don't think that they're going to be the be-all, end-all. I feel like at some point in time, the hype has been just out over the skis all the time. But I still think they're the best team in that division to win the division. And the Rams could have a say, but I can't be picking the Rams over the Niners. So I it's still got to be the Niners.
No trust in Puka and Koopa?
I think they're good. And I think they're a playoff team. But I'll still say the Niners win the division.
Yeah, they're the best roster, I think, outside of the Kansas City Chiefs. I think we've seen that on Pro Football Focus. We've seen that on, you know, ML football, whatever you want to look at for your football reference.
Don't look at ML football. I'm just saying, don't attribute anybody.
No, I'm just saying, but like every single platform. So, yeah, I mean, again, we're doing this in July 8th where there hasn't been any injuries. So, yeah, if you give me a gun to my head, pick a winner of the NFC Niners. West, I'm taking the Niners.
Yeah, same. Rams, I think, would be, the next team. Top five offense the Rams will have, but they will have a bottom five defense, and that's what will keep them from winning that division. NFC East.
Drew Lock and the Giants.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm kidding. That's a bold take. That's a bold take. I'm not taking that.
That would have been exciting.
That would have been an exciting take.
Well, let me crack a few brews in the morning show. And then
I can't pick the Cowboys. I'm going to take the Eagles to surprise. Philadelphia won't know what to do with themselves. They're all hating on it. They have no chance, and our quarterback stinks, and Jason Kelsey's not here anymore. We're so terrible. I'm like, they're going to win the division. I'm taking the Eagles to win the NFC East.
Yeah, Dallas did absolutely nothing to upgrade their roster. They still have one of the best wide receivers in football. We'll see what Dak Prescott can be about when it comes to nobody helping you out in the offseason. But I'm with you. I think Philly has a bounce back year, at least looking at it right now. They did add a huge piece in Saquon Barkley that can be huge if Jalen Hurts can get it, and they still have A.J. Brown, who's also a top, six wide receiver in football. So their roster as of July 8th looks great. I think they could have a bounce back year. And look, again, pressure's on, because if it doesn't work this year, that whole Sirianni experiment is done and gone, and it died in Kansas City, and you love to see it.
Now, I want them, again, I'm picking them to win the division, so I want them to succeed, but I want the first tush push to fail miserably.
Ooh,
and
yes.
Watch that Jason Kelsey. And watch that town just freak out.
We can't do that anymore.
What do we do?
They'll just melt when they can't do tush push anymore, because they're like, oh, yeah, Jason Kelsey was the linchpin to that. Okay, I get it now. and they're going to lose their mind.
Like, oh, wow, 10 yards is way harder than 8.5. Yeah, wow, this stinks.
Yeah, but I'm still taking the Eagles.
Yeah, I'll take the Eagles as well. Yeah, and I think you said it, Dusty. The Cowboys, we could be all saying Dallas here. I mean, they feel like that they still could win this division, but, man, they just didn't do anything to make me confident in them at all. And the rest of that division, pretty hot garbage. NFC South, do we have any hot takes here and what could be a putrid division?
Yeah, I know. That one's hard to watch. The South's, you know, my fondness for the AFC South.
Yeah, you love the AFC South.
10 game. The NFC South may be darn near unwatchable this year.
No trust in Kirk in Atlanta?
I guess it's Atlanta.
I like Tampa.
I guess it's Atlanta. Are you buying the Baker year two?
Let's bake.
Work? I mean, Mike Evans came back for some reason.
This feels like another 9-8 winner of the division, but yeah, I guess I'm going with the Falcons. I'm going to take Kirk and Coles to win the NFC South.
I mean, the Falcons had everything they needed last year except a quarterback and a head coach. And the two things they did in the offseason were address both of those problems. So I think Atlanta's a playoff team, but I'm interested to know if they're a division winner or a wild card playoff team. But as of right now, I'm giving the edge to Tampa just because they have essentially the same team they had last year. And look, Rashad White, local kid, good running back. Baker Mayfield might have found his system. We know that the NFL, when it comes to quarterbacks within that meh grade, you know, all they got to do is find a system and it can work. Mike Evans came back. You still have your lockdown target for Baker. Defense is sustainable. D-line's still pretty damn good. They stopped the run. That division's full of guys that like to run the football. I'm taking Tampa Bay right now, but I mean, I could be persuaded in a week because of what Atlanta finally did and got rid of that nasty ass head coach, and they got a quarterback that can actually play football.
Yeah, I'll take the Falcons. Yeah, you like that? Give me Kirk for sure. Yeah, I think I'm going.
No, I don't really, but I gotta pick somebody.
And I will say it's ugly. No one's gonna like it. The Saints were a half game from winning that division last year, and Derek Carr was terrible the whole season. Worst season of his career, I think. I think they have a chance too. That's a three-team division.
I think I took the Saints last year, so I'm not.
Everybody took the Saints last year.
I was speaking up for Derek Carr last year. This
and
time,
then in so. 6 months, we're like, why did we not see Carolina coming out of this division? Yeah. That ain't happening.
No, I don't think it's Carolina either.
And then last but not least, by any means, you could put this up there in top three, maybe top one divisions, depending on how you see it, NFC North.
This goes back to my Texans of earlier. Like, I'm going to make them earn it. The Lions were in the same spot to me last year. And so how can I discount them now when I'm like, oh, you guys got to earn it? Well, they came to Kansas City and won and then went on and won the division and then had a playoff win and
playoffs.
Detroit was looking great.
They had a chance in the NFC championship game.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can pick a letdown on the Lions. As much as I wanted to sneak in the Packers there, I have the Lions to win the division and the Packers as a playoff team. So Detroit,
I'm taking Green Bay. Detroit.
Love it.
I think Jordan Love has arrived. I think I think we realized that last year. He looked good against the Chiefs defense. That's saying something at home. I know there was a pretty big no call at the end of the game. We all remember that play with MVS down the field, but I think they have the best quarterback in that division. I would take Jordan Love over Jared Goff. I would take Jordan Love over Caleb Williams. We haven't seen Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I'm not buying the Bears at all. They can.
And I'm taking Jordan Love over the rookie and J.J. McCarthy.
I'll be late on the Bears. I'll be fine with that.
And that's fine. The Bears are a wait and watch, just like they should be. They have a lot of talent on the offense, but they have a rookie quarterback. I think LaFleur is a better coach in that division. Tell me, I mean, I'd listen to other answers, but I mean, if I take the best quarterback and the best head coach in that division, it's Green Bay. And I think Green Bay has found their guy. They're finally distraction-free of all the Aaron Rodgers hoopla that was around it. And I think Jordan Love finally figured some stuff out. Again, there's going to be videotape on him as well this year where things were going right and how they can debunk that sort of progress within the league. But Detroit's a good team. Minnesota's got a rookie quarterback. The Bears have a rookie quarterback. And Detroit's got to prove it again. So between Detroit, Minnesota, and Green Bay and Chicago, I like Green Bay out of this division.
I saw a piece, and I read it, and then I decided not to do anything with it, like crumbled away. There was a piece about how maybe teams don't need a number one wide receiver anymore.
What?
And they cited the Chiefs and the Packers. And they were going through how the Packers were saying it was good for them not to have a one so they could spread the football out, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, the Chiefs haven't won. It's Travis Kelce.
Yep.
And Green Bay doesn't have a one because they just don't have a one. Like, it's not like they don't want to have a one. They just don't have a one. So I don't know that they can get by with the, we'll just play this whole thing by committee. Jordan Love's not that good. So that's why I'm kind of discounting the Packers a little bit.
I see where you're coming from, but we all got these guys, all these wide receivers, tight ends, under 23 years old. Who's to say one of these guys to say, you know what,
I'm
going to be above the fray here. Dontavian Wicks, a Jordan Reed, you know, Watson, whoever it is.
Who?
I did it. Yeah, there we go.
Watson, yes!
Dusty, you mentioned, you know, LaFleur, best coach in the division. I agree. You mentioned Love, best quarterback in the division. I say no. Best quarterback in the conference. Jordan Love.
Oh, wow.
The MVP of the league next year.
Wow.
Jordan Love.
I had Jordan Love.
Bold take.
Green Bay Packers are winning this division, and they will be in the NFC Championship game next year. This team is ready. This team's loaded.
Love it.
Give me Green Bay.
Go, Pack, go.
See, we had a... You were not living here at the time. We saw Jordan Love's first performance when he sucked.
His
here.
Mom didn't see it.
Yeah. When his parents were up in the
upper deck.
That was not a good look.
Like, oh wow, well this guy's a bust. They're like, no way they're gonna have three quarterbacks in a row. And then last year he's like, oh, actually they might have three quarterbacks in a row. Imagine though if he does those things that you're describing.
Seriously.
And you watch the league. I'm like, really? You had three guys
in a row.
Three guys in a row.
Must be nice, Green Bay.
Unbelievable.
Must be nice.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we had Brett Favre for a while, won a Super Bowl. Then we got Aaron Rodgers for a while, won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now we got this Jordan Love guy. He's pretty good, too.
Uh-huh.
It's unheard of.
That's just rubbing it in, isn't it?
And I think football is better when you get playoff football in Lambeau. Like,
agreed.
I know it was brutal if you went to the game against the Chiefs and the Dolphins, but, like, the NFC, like, if there's snow falling and it's the frozen tundra, awesome.
When the Chiefs played at Green Bay and it was snowing, it was right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't want to go there when the snow wasn't falling and they were shoveling out yards to park cars. I'm like, this is what Green Bay is supposed to be. So, no, that in the playoffs would be outstanding to watch as well.